AM Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have dense fog here in Atlantic and 40 degrees after a low of 37. A dense fog advisory is in effect for the far western counties until 10 o'clock and for the rest of us until 9. The 10 o'clock advisory includes Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. And the dense fog advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. for Cass, Adams, Ottawa, Guthrie, Dallas, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. Visibilities will be 1/4 mile or less in most locations. And because of that dense fog, we do have three school districts that are delaying start this morning. The Exira and EHK community school districts are having a 2-hour late start. Also, no morning preschool at Exira or EHK. Audubon schools are starting 2 hours late, and there's no morning pre-kindergarten for the Audubon Community School District. Also a 2-hour late start for the IKM Manning Community School District. In the news, authorities in southwest Iowa's Fremont County and the surrounding area are asking for your help in finding a teenager from Tabor who was officially reported missing this morning in a statewide report issued by the Iowa Department of Public Safety. Officials say 16-year-old Devin C. Powers, who was reported missing to local authorities on Tuesday, was last seen a couple of days ago at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs, where he'd sought treatment for an injury he suffered in an auto accident. Powers is a white male, about 5 feet 9 inches tall, with red hair and blue eyes. The DPS was not able to provide a photo of the teen for us to put up on our website. Anyone with information concerning his location should call the Fremont County Sheriff's Office or the Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 1-800-346-5507. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Authorities in Winona County say two people were arrested following a robbery and assault at a residence in Ottawa. Officials at the Ottawa Police Department say 20-year-old Nicholas Conyers and 19-year-old Trey Carter were arrested Wednesday after police found evidence of the robbery in Conyers' home following the execution of a search warrant. According to the police report, Conyers and Carter allegedly forced their way into the home of a 75-year-old woman, assaulted her with a stun gun, and stole her money. Conyers and Carter faced several felony charges, including robbery, burglary, assault while participating in a felony, and going armed with intent. They were being held in Monona County Jail in Ottawa. Council Bluffs officials have lifted a boil order after bacteria tests on the city's water came up negative. Council Bluffs Water Works Director Doug Drummy announced the lift at a news conference on Thursday. He said tests confirmed the water system was not compromised or contaminated. A water main break early Wednesday morning caused a drop in pressure. Officials worry that it could have allowed contaminants to enter the lines, posing a danger to public health. Schools, businesses, and city residents had taken extra precautions during the advisory, including drinking bottled water and boiling water for a certain period of time. The Cass County Conservation Department Director Micah Lee provided the Cass County Board of Supervisors this week with a quarterly report on his department's activities, and he said that he's checking prices and trying to obtain additional information with regard to the installation of a pit-style toilet facility at the outdoor classroom site southeast of Messina. If they don't prove to be too costly, the latrine would be similar to what can be found at Lake Anita.
But they're a pre-made concrete pit toilet. They have an electric vent fan on them, and I know they're pretty new over there yet, but I've stopped and used them a couple times, and they're very, very nice. They run off a solar panel. It's all standalone. Basically, you build your pit, and they bring it on a truck and set it on it and fasten it down, and you're good to go.
Micah also said the county environmental education and naturalist Laura Canning saw 2,152 people last quarter, and she worked to acquire a REAP CEP grant from the Iowa Department of Education. That's the Resource Enhancement and Protection Conservation Education Program grant.
That grant, it allowed us to, will allow us, we haven't done anything yet, We're going to buy some bird watching equipment, a couple spotting scopes and binoculars, and we'll be able to leave that down at the outdoor classroom. And then we're going to, she's going to have another trunk, is what she's, is how she called it, another trunk with trail and track identification in it that we can leave down there, so when the schools come, they can go use it. We don't have to take everything from our shop over, and if we have two programs going on at once. That was a pretty fairly significant grant, just a little under $6,000.
And he said progress has been made on signage used to identify the southernmost trailhead for the T-Bone Trail in Cass County. New ID signs have been installed along Olive Street to point people in the direction of the South Trailhead location, which is just along Dunbar Road. Additional signs are being ordered to further mark the parking site for the South Trailhead, which is kind of obscured currently by brush and trees. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Helen Partlow, age 90, of Stewart, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Partlow will be today at 11 o'clock at the Fairview Congregational Church in rural Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Don Wetzel, age 82, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Services for Don Wetzel will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Doris Carl, age 85, of Bridgewater, died Wednesday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Doris Carl will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Harold Mobley, age 89, of Panora, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Harold Mobley will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Also in the funeral announcements, Ethel Heckendorf, age 96, of Greenfield, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Ethel Heckendorf will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Betty Prawl, age 95, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services, or rather a visitation for Betty Prawl, will be held on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Hazel Fox, age 96, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Thursday. Services for Hazel Fox will be on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Adair Presbyterian Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Adair has arrangements. And Arthur Vern Davidson, age 78, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Vern Davidson are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.